The picture was painted on the spot in the open air. Ruskin and his wife Effie had taken Millais and his brother William on holiday to Scotland. In fact, the circumstances of this painting provoked the most notorious sex scandal of the Victorian age. Millais was a founder member of the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood, and Ruskin its chief advocate. But this Scottish holiday tested their artistic principles to destruction.
The Golden Triangle. Three plays about the Pre-Raphaelites by Robin Brooks. Part 2. The Order of Release.
Milton!
No.
Virgil!
No.
Tennyson?
No.
What? Scott!
Don't think so.
Oh, Millais, I shall prepare a course of reading for you.
Never mind. You've read my husband's book, All Will Be Forgiven.
Oh, Mrs. Ruskin, your husband's book has been an inspiration to us. My dear friend Hunt sat up all night reading it. He came to me with it and said, this was written for us.
And what do you think of it?
I haven't quite got through it yet.
My brother is not a reading man, Mr. Ruskin.
Thank you, William.
And anyway, I thought this was to be a holiday.
So it is. A little reading, a little sketching, and we shall have peace. Perfect peace.
Mrs. Ruskin, I beg your pardon.
No, sorry.
What the devil?
William, could you take your foot out of my...
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
And as you're nearest the door, perhaps you might clamber out and see why we've overturned.
Yes, of course. It's the driver. I think he's ill.
He's not ill. He's drunk.
Oh, that's
right. This time of the morning. One has to admire him for it. I suppose you can drive, Ruskin.
No, never tried.
Oh, neither have I.
If you take my arm, Mrs. Ruskin.
Thank you.
Millais, come and look at this view. Do you see? This is what you need. This is a perfect spot.
Yes, it had a kind of distance to it, a far-awayness. It is Pre-Raphaelite. Let's explore that stream.
There's trout in that water. I'll get my rod. I don't want to waste a moment of this.
A great painter must of necessity be a man of strong and perfect physical constitution.
Yes.
He must be gifted with nervous energy to sustain his hand and eye, as you are, my dear Millais.
Thank you.
He must be ruthless. Were a woman to embrace her destruction before him, his business is not to save her, but to watch how she bends her arms.
Really?
He must love what is beautiful.
Of course.
But so few do. Wherever I go in this country, I see men destroying all the beauty they can reach. They seem to have no other desire than to have large houses and to move fast. Oh, but look around.
It is beautiful. Hunt was a man for this.
Nature is the only guide. If artists would paint what they saw, just this, nature, how could any conventional second-hand corrupt classical landscape be more beautiful than this? They are mad who think so.
Yes, I say, Ruskin, shouldn't we wait for the others?
Oh, my wife is no great walker. William will make sure she doesn't fall in the stream and drown.
You must catch lots of trout for us, William. Your brother is quite thin. We ought to feed him up.
He eats like a horse. It doesn't make the slightest difference.
I will find him fresh vegetables. He must have been delicate as a child.
About as delicate as a small blonde steam locomotive, Mrs. Ruskin.
If people would only look. There is nothing more beautiful than a Scottish burn. The water, amber but clear, the strata that make up the stream bed, not soft and placid, like Derbyshire limestone, but hard enough to make it tumble and fall.
Young artists should go to nature in all singleness of heart, rejecting nothing, selecting nothing, and scorning nothing, and rejoicing always in the truth.
You have read my book.
Hunt maybe learn that bit. Yes, just there.
What?
On those rocks.
Nice.
Delightful.
With a G. Gneiss. It's a form of basalt, unconquerably stubborn in strength, but look at it closely, troubled and rippled all through, like waves in a breeze. As the prophet says, I beheld the mountains, and lo, they tremble.
Don't move a muscle.
Why?
I'm going to paint your husband, Mrs. Ruskin.
What?
I'm going to paint his portrait right here. Come on.
Here,
gazing down into the stream, just as he is now.
I thought we were on holiday.
It will be a holiday. It's just perfect. Do you think?
You won't find a canvas round here.
Well, I brought one, just in case.
I see. We'll be here for weeks, just because the coachman had one too many.
Oh, yes.
No one minds that, then?
No!
We can't stay at an inn. It'd be too expensive.
Well, perhaps we can find a cottage somewhere nearby.
It's quite cosy. Just this little sitting room and then the two bedrooms straight off it. Here's the one.
Bit of a tight squeeze.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
No, please.
It's sweet.
You could shut the door, open the window and blow out your candle without getting out of bed.
And the other's the same. Only two bedrooms.
William and I can stay at the inn.
I can't afford that.
I'll pay.
If my wife consents to one of the bedrooms, I shall be perfectly happy on the sofa in the sitting room. Only one needs sleep at the inn.
Shall I show one of you gentlemen a room at the inn, then?
William and I will just go outside for the moment.
What do you think, my dear? Will you be comfortable?
Oh, yes.
All right, I'll go to the inn.
I don't want you to be left out.
I don't mind.
I'll pay for your room.
I have no objection.
You know I can afford it now.
I'm quite happy to stay at the inn. I expect that young genie will make me quite comfortable there.
No, I'll go. I'll go to the inn. What?
What?
They're perfect, aren't they? She is just perfect. And he's so kind. They're an inspiration. All right, you go. You go. William wants to stay at the inn. He's happy to, but he'll take his meals with us, of course.
Shall I show the gentleman over?
Yes, I'll come too. I want to ask about meals.
Oh, we need provisions for the artistic table. Vegetables, tea, sherry.
Oh, we won't need all that. Beef sandwiches and spring water.
Your husband is very kind. I've not thanked him for allowing you to sit for me. If he insisted on the niceties, we could not all be together in this happy way.
Well, we are not slaves to convention in that way. My husband puts art above everything. He cares only for his work. And he is the least jealous man in the world. He is quite happy for me to go about however and wherever I wish. It is an arrangement that suits us very well. Because, you see, he knows there is not the least danger from it. When we were in Venice, for instance, he never came out. And I had many friends, some of them most affectionate. There was a certain officer, a Captain Polizza, a wonderful man. And his affection for me was quite extraordinary. But he could speak to me with tears in his eyes, and I remained quite unmoved. Quite unmoved. I dare say I have a perfect heart of ice.
Yes. Well, I'm very much looking forward to painting in the open air again.
So long as the weather holds. Mr. Williams. Hot bricks are for your toes.
Ah, lovely.
I'll just slip it under the covers. Some great salmon pulled you in, did it?
No, just the rain. I got soaked.
You didn't lose your rod, then?
No, I've still got my rod. Would you like to sleep?
Yes?
Still raining.
Oh, the dreariness of this place and the wet is really beyond everything. There's no hope of any painting.
I'll just...
Yes. Thank you. How's the cottage?
It's great fun. We're all chatting from the moment we woke up. So small, and with the wooden walls, you can talk, you see, one to the other, without even getting out of bed. Mrs. Ruskin and I discussed 100 things just getting dressed.
That is cosy.
You're not feeling left out.
I can't stay long anyway. You know I have to be in London.
Ruskin is working, writing his lecture for Edinburgh. He's a good fellow, works even harder than I do. True genius. He's not quite our kind, though, is he?
No.
I can't help noticing he seems to neglect her somewhat. Can you see why?
No.
I swear, a more delightful creature than Mrs. Ruskin never breathed. Anyway, she says she's going to cut my hair back at the cottage.
But to pull a poor creature out of a stream with a hook, I don't understand it.
Yours is the curliest hair I've ever seen.
Is it?
There's just a little tug at first. And that's the most exciting moment.
Move a little?
Hmm? It travels down your arm, straight to your heartstrings. Sets me all a quiver.
I don't think I've made much impression.
Oh, no, no, no.
When the fish realizes it's hooked, it pulls away. The struggle begins. Play it. Fight it.
Still.
Sorry, you have it on the bank, flapping and gasping. But that first moment, that's the best.
There. Just this curl. What do you think?
Oh, it's wonderful.
I think so.
How do I look? Ruskin! Mrs. Ruskin, wake up! Wake up! It's a beautiful morning! We can begin! Yes, there.
Like this?
Yes, just as you were, gazing down into the stream. If I put my easel here...
What can I do? Can I help?
You can read to the artist.
Oh. Tennyson?
Hmm? Oh, by all means. No.
Let the sweet heavens endure. Not close and darken above me, before I am quite sure that there is one to love me. Then let come what come may to a life that has been so sad. I shall have had my day.
William! Any luck?
Not a bite. Too hot. How about a dip? There's a pool up there.
Oh, yes. With your permission, Mrs. Ruskin?
Of course. I shall retire to the cottage. It's really too hot.
Yeah! Wow!
My nose!
Oh, God! Brandy, and something for a bandage. Millet's broken his nose. Hit it on a rock. Look, he's streaming blood.
Oh, no.
Here we are, old man.
My profile has gone forever.
Oh, you live.
Let me go.
No painter can draw who is not well proportioned. A man always reproduces himself.
Vanity, vanity, all is vanity.
It's not broken.
Told you so. Lunch?
I set it outside.
Come on, William.
The skin is broken, that's all. You'll need a plaster. Nothing more.
That's all?
Yes.
Bless you.
I'll put one on.
Oh, you must think I'm a ninny.
A bit clumsy, perhaps. Now hold still.
Oh. I've always been clumsy. Since I was a child, I was running into something or falling, getting into a scrape. My face is covered in scars.
That is not.
Yes, it is, from childhood. If you look closely, you can see. Very faint, but lots of them.
So you can. Do you think you could eat something now?
Yes, I think so. I wish you didn't have to go, William.
So do I.
Four is so much better than three.
Fishing is so much better than teaching.
I'll be tremendously lonely. Ruskin is not a good companion.
Come back to London.
I can't.
What?
I can't live in London anymore.
What? Why not?
Oh, I don't know what to do with myself. I'm not sleeping very well. I was tossing and turning all night. So hot in that cottage. I lay there last night, not a stitch on, covers thrown off, window open wide, still stifling. Him snoring away on a damn sofa. I feel as though I've got nowhere to go. I'm sick at everything. I have the most miserable forebodings.
Dear fellow, you should come back with me.
I can't. I have to finish his portrait. His father sent me an advance. It's a point of honor now.
Then,
Be careful.
What do you mean?
Don't get into a scrape.
I don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do. Be careful.
Oh, young lord lover, what size are those? For one that will never be thine. But mine, so I said to the rose, forever and ever mine. And the soul of the rose went into my blood. As the music clashed in the hall...
I say, do you mind if I rest for a minute?
No, of course.
May I look at the work in progress?
If you like.
Oh, that is the most exquisite piece of leafage. The best thing I've ever seen you do. My dear chap, you are on your mettle. You haven't actually begun on me, though.
No, I thought I must get this greenery before anything.
Quite right. But then you don't really need me at the moment, do you?
No, I suppose not.
Then I shall go back to my lecture.
Oh, I'll come too.
No, stay and read.
I really don't think...
What?
Perhaps I won't carry on just now.
I'm sure you're tired of Tennyson anyway. I'll fetch another book.
Now that William's gone, I'm wondering if it is quite right for me to be alone with Mrs. Ruskin so much, in the eyes of the world.
My dear fellow, the eyes of the world? Here? You hardly need reassure me of your honourable intent.
But
Effie is a very pretty little thing. She's been much run after by all sorts of young men. But I've never seen the slightest want of caution on her part. She's so quick to detect any improper feeling that I'm much more likely to call her a prude than a coquette. You really mustn't think of it. I have to work. She understands that. I've always left her to follow her own amusements.
Is that wise?
Oh, anything else would be intolerable. We each go our own way, and consequently we get on very well. I respect her more for her friendship with talented men. Men like you. You have been working very hard on this. Perhaps you should go for a walk this afternoon.
Yes, I will.
And I shall ask my wife to accompany you.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
What are you thinking of, then?
A great many things.
Tell me some of them.
It's so long since you made such an inquiry, I hardly know how to answer.
And have you come to any conclusions?
No, because you... He's coming.
Well, he's not working this afternoon. And I shall carry on with this. Why don't you two go for a walk? Is there any harm in that?
None whatever.
Are you thirsty? We could stop and ask the woman for a glass of milk.
Very well.
Good afternoon. I was, wondering...
Cup of milk for the lady?
Thank you.
That's a fine little fellow of yours.
Little lady, sir. And she's not mine. She's my daughter, Jeannie's. You'll have seen her at the inn, maybe?
May I... hold the baby.
Oh, of course she can't hear you.
Yes. She's young to be married, isn't she?
She's not married, sir.
So, has the man been found, brought to account?
Well, sir, it appears there's maybe more than one man in the case, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, I see.
Sir, I hope I've not...
Oh, no. I understand. These things happen.
Well, they do around here. I'll take the little one, shall I? Good day to you, sir. And she.
Good day.
I don't understand. How can there be more than one man? Surely she knows who the father is.
It's difficult to imagine the moral condition of these people, but there could arise a confusion.
Well, could there? How?
Well, if one... I mean, if two men lay with her within a certain space of time, then... Do you see, within the...
Mrs. Ruskin! Mrs. Ruskin, have I shocked you? I'm most terribly sorry. I wouldn't have spoken.
You won't go back, will you?
What?
Back to London. I'm afraid you'll go.
No. I have to finish the painting.
Oh, yes.
Mrs. Ruskin, I am your devoted friend. You must know, you can rely on me for anything.
Thank you.
Shall we go back to the cottage?
No. No, I could walk on a little. After we'd been married for a year, I went to see Dr. Simpson in Edinburgh. I'm plagued by sore throats, you see, and I don't sleep very well.
Neither do I.
He said he recommended children.
And that was what you wanted?
Oh, yes, of course. But we've been married 5 years now.
I see. And what did Dr. Simpson say?
About what?
About not being able to have children.
Oh, I haven't consulted him on that subject.
I see. Or rather...
What?
Nothing.
A pleasant walk?
It's just starting to rain again.
Oh, no. No painting, then?
Indoor sketching only. Perhaps, Mrs. Ruskin, you will sit.
Surely you are tired of taking my likeness.
I don't see why. Yes, it's very difficult to capture you.
John tried to draw me when we were engaged. Didn't you? He destroyed our fortune in paper and paint. I had to adopt all manner of positions. And he would never let me see how he got on.
Right. Enough work. Where are the battle oars?
What?
And the shuttlecock.
We can't play in the rain.
We can in the barn. Come on.
The Jersey Stunner meets...
the Herne Hill Gamecock.
Come on, Stunner. Come on, Gamecock.
We must have some way of scoring.
Yes. Obviously, you mustn't let it touch the floor. If the shuttlecock... having been put into play by the first player, within a reasonable distance of the second player fails...
One!
Oh, I say.
Right. Wow!
That hit me. John!
Two!
A very palpable hit.
Right! Ah, would you?
Stop! What are you doing? Oh.
Sorry, I
got carried away. Sorry.
Have they sent us any fresh fruit?
No.
The summer is passing and we have had not a single cherry. He's gone off again. For a walk?
I don't know.
He still hasn't begun on my figure. He's finished everything else on the canvas. Now he's not working at all. What is the matter with him?
I don't know.
He's restless, but he won't take exercise in a regular way. And then he runs off at a moment's notice. I'd say it's almost some kind of hysteria. He can't carry on like this. You must take him in hand. Ah, there you are.
Yes.
Been for a walk again?
Yes.
Forgive me, but I can't help noticing. You look a bit done up. Are you quite all right?
I have a slight headache.
Perhaps you should go to bed. Oh, my poor fellow. What is the matter? You must tell us. Is there anything we can do to help? Your progress on the painting is rather slow, but what you have done is very fine. Is it the painting?
No.
What then?
My dear friend Hunt is going to the Holy Land.
Yes, you told me.
I'm afraid I shall never see him again. I'll miss him terribly.
Then I shall write to him and persuade him to stay.
No, you can't.
Of course I can. When I tell him how distressed you are at his departure, he will at least delay it, I've no doubt.
Things you mustn't, I really... It isn't all that bad. I'll get over it. I wouldn't want to delay him just because of my absurd vaporings. I'll feel better in the morning, please.
Oh, but...
Please!
Oh, for heaven's sake. Now he's off again.
Go after him, then.
Why don't you try?
Me?
Yes, you. Go on, then.
Mr. Miller! Everett! Everett.
You shouldn't have come.
Everett.
Effie.
No. No, stop it. Stop it. You're nothing. Ow! My ankle.
Oh, forgive me. Dearest Effie.
Nobody touches me.
Oh, please. I'm so sorry. I forgot. I'm a beast. I'm an animal. Oh, I'll go. I'll never trouble you again.
No, don't go. Please, no one. No one has ever. John has never.
What?
Touched me. Made me his wife. I know nothing about married relations. Nothing.
But
when we wed, he said we would be traveling a great deal. Children would be very inconvenient and they would spoil my beauty. He said it was a godly thing to live chastely. He said he would make me his wife when I was 25.
And then?
And then he told me the real reason. And he was disgusted by my person. And that I was not formed to excite passion. There were certain circumstances in my person which completely check his passion. But I don't know what they are. I don't know what they are.
I am not disgusted. I cannot imagine that my passion would ever be checked. Dear Effie. Dear Effie.
Oh,
what on earth?
I fell.
Mrs. Ruskin has twisted her ankle. It's my fault.
Why should it be your fault?
Well, starting off like that, I shouldn't have.
Get some water.
Yes, would you fetch it, Miley?
Perhaps a bandage would be...
I know what's necessary, thank you.
Water, yes.
My dear.
I have a headache as well.
You're upset?
No, I have a headache. I just told you.
I've got a towel as well.
I'll do that.
Just leave it alone.
Nonsense. I'll just wrap this round. There. Bed now, I think. Up you come. Come on.
Allow me to help.
I can manage. Thank you.
Ow! Ah! There.
Down there. That's good.
Thank you. I'm fine. Yeah.
Yes. She's quite comfortable now.
This is a new side to you, the attentive husband. I shall go back to London.
Why?
Your wife needs you to look after her.
Oh, she'd be better in the morning.
I'm going back to London.
Then we must all go.
We can never meet.
No. Never again.
All right?
No.
We can't bear it. Men in London, they will take advantage of your husband's neglect. They will be... They'll be impudent, importunate. They will...
You need not worry.
I have met many of these fellows and heard their vile stories over the dinner table. When they see you, as I have seen you...
I won't be on my own. I shall ask my little sister to stay. I will hear of you, of your doings.
Oh, this is impossible.
No, don't. Everett.
You know I love you. I believe I always will.
I found a porter. So this is goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, my dear Melee, don't look so glum. This Highland expedition is no failure, even if the picture is never finished. I've had a wonderful opportunity of studying the most remarkable painter of our age, and have arrived at conclusions which mere reflection could never have opened to me. Goodbye.
Your sister Sophie is a sweet thing. I think I shall have pleasure having her in the house. Mother would like to see her. I shall take her to Denmark Hill after breakfast.
As you wish.
Millet must paint her. She'd be perfect for him. I'll suggest it.
He's going abroad.
He will finish my portrait first. When shall we see him?
We shall not.
No?
No.
As you wish.
John.
Yes?
I want to have a talk with you. I do not wish to take up our lives again here in this uncomfortable state. When you are treating me like... I just want us to be kind to each other.
Then you might visit Dr. Simpson again. It is my belief that your behavior can be explained by a nervous disease affecting the brain. And so I consider it my duty to be kind to you. Sophie and I will walk to Denmark Hill, I think. I will dine there, of course. Sophie! You must meet little Sophie. She's quite perfect, just at the moment. She will grow, I suppose. But I hope she won't lose her charm. People don't change, though, do they? When we went down to Scotland, I expected to do great things with you. I wanted to educate you, make you read Milton, and bring you back a meek and methodical man. I might as well have tried to make a Highland stream read Milton.
Turn slightly to the left. The chin a little higher. Thank you.
People don't really change. I find no change in myself. I'm a boy. I'm exactly the same creature in temper, likings, weaknesses. And I have hardly any real warmth of feeling. Except for pictures and mountains. Really? I should go and live in a monastery. But then my writing would suffer if I was not in the world to watch how it goes. I wouldn't have learned the first rule of pre-Raphaelitism.
And what is that?
As we have said, merely the ability to see what is under one's nose.
William.
Mrs. Ruskin has come. She's waiting for you in the carriage.
Ah. Then we should end our sitting.
As you wish.
I'll see you out.
No, no, I can find my way. Till Thursday, then.
Till Thursday.
You should go away.
I've got to finish his portrait. I never shall finish it. Sometimes I think I will die painting the damned thing.
Lizzie, you're a woman of the world. And you're a dear friend. Advise me. Tell me what you really think.
Very well. You can stay and be miserable, or you can leave him.
How can I leave? My parents would die of shame to have to take me back. Oh, I would not be able to put my foot out of doors for the rest of my life. If I tried to divorce him, I would be an outcast.
Mm. If you gained a degree of nullity, of course, then you might be able to hold your head up in the eyes of the world. But that's impossible, to have grounds for an annulment.
What grounds?
Hardly any. I think bigamy is one. Does he have a wife and children hidden away in Bexley?
No, it's not likely.
No. Or non-consummation.
What does that mean, exactly?
My dear.
Oh, please.
If a woman is Virgo intacta.
Intacta?
Effie, for goodness sake. If she's a virgin. You know what a virgin is?
I'd like to be quite sure.
Oh, heavens. If the hymen is... Dear, the man has to put that part of himself inside you. His thing, Effie. You've been married for 6 years. You must have seen one.
I've seen it, yes. And it has to go inside. You're quite sure?
A girl learns as she goes along, you know. Or doesn't she? Oh, Lord. Effie, he hasn't.
No.
Never?
No.
Oh, my Lord, by all that's wonderful. I mean, you poor girl, but you're free. In the eyes of the law, you are not his wife.
You sure?
Yes. Oh, my poor love, after all these years. I'm so sorry. What is the matter with him, do you know?
No.
Something must be. He is a genius, but he must be quite mad. Now, you need legal advice.
How do I...
Not you. Write to your father. He will do what is necessary. Do you think you can put in a letter to him what you have told me?
Yes. Yes, I can.
My dear, you must be prepared for some sort of physical examination to prove.
Oh.
It's a shame I don't see you anymore, except at these sittings. You should come to dinner.
That is very kind, but as soon as this is finished, I'm going to join Hunt in Cairo.
Oh, you really shouldn't.
There's nothing to keep me here.
You're not fit yet. Your genius is not fully developed. I say so the more positively because I know it is great. And the greater it is, the longer it will take to mature. If you go, you will paint things you will be ashamed of. You must wait until your powers are riper.
I have my own ideas about my so-called genius. I have my own ideas about art.
Tuesday, then. There can't be many sittings left.
I've only your hands to do. I don't need you for that.
Not need me? You would put someone else's hands onto my arms. Is that pre-Raphaelitism, to paint what is not there? Mele. I think that sometimes love makes such a fool of a man. I've often thought that in art, Cupid should be represented as a vampire with an emaciated body and claws.
Tuesday, then?
Yes. Goodbye.
Damn him.
Damn him! Damn him! Damn him! Damn him!
Look here. William, I'm sorry. Did he say anything?
About what?
I had it from a servant. She's gone. Effie. She's gone back to Perth. She left her wedding ring and her keys and got on the train. Her father came down and a lawyer served a citation on him. She's left him.
Oh, William. William, William. It's finished.
May I?
Yes.
It is right. What more can I say? I'm gradually reconciling myself to my figure, standing in the way of a glorious scenery. It's certainly one of the best things you've done yet. There's an overlarge spark in the right eye, gives me a squint. My dear fellow, I need not tell you how grateful I am to you for finishing this. My father is sending you a check.
I'll have it packed and sent round.
I want you to do some architectural design now. I feel sure you have a capacity for that kind of work. Something that could be carved in wood or stone. Mele, don't be tiresome. It makes me uneasy.
I can't believe it.
How can you think that I want to continue on terms of intimacy with you? I thought that after I had finished this, even you would have seen the necessity of abstaining from further contact.
Why? Because of the separation? I had hoped...
The separation? No, the marriage!
I do not want to quarrel with you. I wish to preserve our friendship at all costs.
After your monstrous behavior, I know. I know what you have done, or rather failed to do. Her martyrdom. Your grossly sinful behavior. I believe the most generous way of looking at it is to suppose that you are partly out of your mind.
Do you think that when I invited you to the Highlands, I intended that you should fall in love with my wife? Now that she has dissolved our marriage, doubtless with the intention of marrying you, is it your place to be angry with me? I must thank you, then, for this lesson in human folly and ingratitude. I trust you will be spared the natural consequences of the one and the punishment that is set to attend the other. Oh, poor Mele. Do you feel that you've been her temptation and the cause of her giving up all her worldly prospects? Must you now become her protector as a matter of honor? What the result of your union may be, I can hardly conjecture. But I fear there are dark hours ahead for you.
I wish all this part was over.
I'll be at the hotel soon.
And I wish the hotel was over, too. I think I'm slightly feverish. Well, through the ceremony, I felt as though we were acting in some dreadful play. I don't know how I got through it.
Oh, dear Everett. Everything will be all right now.
How can it? After all that you've
suffered. Oh, there now.
Casting ourselves blindly onto the waves.
Oh, I would gladly choose to undergo all the suffering I've been through so long as I knew I would not miss being with you.
I'm sorry, my misgivings are absurd.
They're natural. Husband, you may kiss me now.
Yes, well, Mrs. Mina, I...
Kiss me.
Oh, dear. I haven't managed to live without this. How did anyone live without this?
Look for a moment at the next painting, to your left. Also by John Everett Millais. This is the famous Bubbles, the little boy made famous by the Pearl Soap Company. Millais had become rich and famous and churned out crowd-pleasing pictures like this to keep his wife in the style to which he had become accustomed and provide for their 8 children.
In The Order of Release, Ruskin was played by Bob Peck, Millais, David Tennant, Effie Ruskin, Sharon Small, William Millais, Andrew Alston, Elizabeth Eastlake and Jeannie's mother, Kate Paul, Jeannie, Helen Adey. The play was written by Robin Brooks and directed by Clive Brill. It was a Watchmaker production.